Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Waterful Wednesdays with me, Jennifer Nations, Water Resource Coordinator for the City of College Station. During extended dry periods, like we've been having, our clay soils dry out and sprinkler systems go into overdrive. As clay soils dry out, they shrink, and that can cause underground water lines as well as the irrigation lines in your yard to shift and sometimes break. If you see a lot of water in the street or persistent wet areas, there may be a water line break or a slow leak. Sometimes it's just over irrigation. Side note, a free irrigation checkup from College Station Water Services can fix that. Sometimes there's a break on the customer side of the water meter. If you suspect a leak on the utility side, such as a waterline break, the quickest way to get it addressed is to report it to the emergency dispatch number. For College Station Water, that's 855-528-4278. If the leak is on the customer side, your water meter will show it. Find your water meter, usually in a rectangular box in the front yard. On the front of the water meter, there will be a leak indicator, usually a black triangle or a red dial. If it's moving and you're not using water, you have a leak. If you have a digital water meter, the leak indicator is a plus sign. And if you see the plus sign, you have a leak. Read the numbers on the front of your water meter from left to right. The fourth digit represents the 1,000 place. For example, if the number changes from 0 to 1, that's 1,000 gallons used. One of the more common sources of leaks is the toilet. To find out, put a few drops of food coloring in the tank. Don't flush and wait about 10 minutes. If any color shows up in the bowl, you have a leak. I have seen toilet leaks waste between 90,000 and 100,000 gallons of water in one billing cycle. Now, those are outliers, but they do happen. Until next time, remember, water is precious. Don't waste it and fix those leaks.